Horn Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, the All-Pro Defensive End, the acting legend. This is the man, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I'm the deaf defensive end now.
What do you mean? It was pretty loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, you just hit me pretty good there.
Yeah, it's good. Are you all right? Hello, woof, woof.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Welcome to the broadcast weekend show. Where we kind of look over what's going on in sports throughout the week. Fred Dreyer's here to comment on it for you and a lot of things. All-Star game was going on this week. Big home run derby, all this stuff baseball-wise. You're a big fan of the All-Star game, aren't you, Fred Dreyer?
No. Yeah, right. Let me get my headset squared away.
Are you okay? It looks like there's smoke coming out of one of the ears.
That's the question. That's the question of the week for me. Am I okay?
Smoke coming out of one ear.
Look, I've got a lot of stuff here to go through. Some of the stuff here is I want to talk about later on. We'll pick a spot to talk about the fan mail because fan mail is picking up. Fans are taking the time to contact us and send great wishes for my belated birthday.
Right.
And they're doing a lot of things out there that tell me that our message, our signal is getting out there to people.
Right.
We sure appreciate it. But I cannot stand All-Star games. I don't like the home run derby thing. I think it's
I think
it's juvenile from the standpoint we're going to throw the ball underhand to you so you can hit these home runs.
When did they switch to that? Is that one of the rules? They have the underhand throw now?
You know, I watch girls' college baseball.
It's more competitive than
the
home run derby?
No, those girls got the great spirit. But these guys lobbing these balls over and guys hitting 450-foot home runs and people going crazy over it. Why?
It's not a game situation. They've taken an all-star game where the teams used to want to win. They've just watered down baseball totally. You can't slide into second or third.
The game is so bad. Listen to this. The game is so bad.
How bad is it, Fred?
It's so bad that years ago, 10, 12 years ago, they made a rule saying, okay, to make you guys play better, we're gonna make whoever wins this game is going to give you the home field advantage in the World Series.
That's the dumbest rule.
That not only is stupid, it's like, how do you quantify stupidity with stupidity?
Let's expand on that straight ahead here. It's the Sports Show from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sports USA, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink. 3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, !! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back on the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The man we call the Sultan of Safeties. He had two safeties in one game. In the same period, for God's sake, same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, from Land's End, from Crisis, from Agent X, you name it. The list of movies goes on and TV shows. The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Don't forget the movie, The Fantastic...
What was it?
The Fantastic D.C. Collins.
Wait a minute. Let me write that one down so I get it in the next break. What is it now? The Fantastic...
It's one of the first things I ever did in Hollyweird.
The Fantastic D.C. Collins. What was that movie about?
Yeah, D.C. Collins was a...
With what?
Was a kid who had special powers.
And that was your first... Was that your first role in a movie? Was that it?
Well, one of them.
One of them? I got to pull that one out
there. It was done in 1980 or something.
That's great. The Fantastic D.C. Collins. Did you play the role of D.C. Collins?
No.
What was your role?
I played... An intermediary, an interloper.
What was your character's name? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
You forgot totally.
No, I don't know.
You're the method actor. No, let's talk about the All-Star game, Fred Dreyer, because here's what bothered me. I got in kind of late to the All-Star game yesterday. It was already the fifth inning or so or something, and they keep talking about...
Oh, you missed the best parts.
Yes, I want you to recap for us. So I'm watching this game, and they keep talking about, well, you know, the winner of this game gets home field advantage. I keep thinking, a team plays their heart out all year for a home field advantage, and they lose it because of some nincompoops playing a stupid All-Star game. This rule has to be changed and overturned in the Major League Baseball. This is the dumbest rule of all time.
What is it?
Stupid.
It's
got nothing to do with competitive baseball.
What is it? You're hijacking.
Yes.
You're hijacking the game for another motive. In other words, the game should celebrate the two teams at the halfway mark, and bring it together and do what they do, and you know, you can have a buffet if you want, but bring people together and have a good time. Well, now the game is really on tap. It's being sold as this thing has extra meaning to it because it now dictates who's going to have home field advantage in the World Series, AL or the NL.
Right.
And the last 11 of 15 or 14 home team advantages have won the World Series.
Of course.
So now you've got a political game. This is a political game.
This is the politics again. They take away all the competitiveness because you can't slide into a guy at home plate. You can't. Back in the day of Pete Rose, my gosh, he's probably turning over at his grave. This game, he cared to win these games. The Pete Rose era of baseball, you know, the Steve Garvey era of baseball. When they cared about the game, they cared about winning an All-Star game for the pride of their league. They don't care about that anymore. They got millions of dollars. All they go out there, they just want to be announced to the team and everybody can applaud that they made it, and then, you know, the rookies can collapse under pressure and not make any hits, and then they give the winner of the team, but the winner of the game, the American League gets, in this case, gets to go home.
But you missed the beginning of the game.
Yeah, so what happened?
Beginning of the game was we got this Miami pitcher, Fernandez.
Yes.
Good pitcher.
Yes.
He's throwing batting practice. He was throwing everything over the heart of the plate. This guy was just winding up and throwing it.
At the beginning of the game.
Yes, he hit two home runs off of it.
So that's why they got the two
home runs
early on.
It was like 3-0. It was like a single home run and then a two-run home run. And it lost the game right there, right at the top. And, of course, you know, everybody else is the manager both managers, really, but the manager that's behind, you know, Terry Collins, is looking over his roster. You know, he's really under pressure now when the camera shows him. He's under pressure going over the roster with his bench coach to see who he can rotate into the game instead of winning the game.
Right.
You know, so I was watching this, and the play-by-play was pathetic. And
you're not a big Joe Buck fan,
and
are you?
Let me tell you something about this guy. Let me tell you something about Joe Buck.
Tommy Lasorda just popped up. Tommy, you okay?
Tell you something about Joe Buck. So what you get is boredom. You know who I like? I like John Smoltz.
Smoltz is good.
Smoltz. He's very good. But what I don't
like. But you don't like Joe Buck.
I do not like Joe Buck as an announcer. I don't know him. But as an announcer, he's literally announcing everything. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to see who can, you know, everything he's doing, he's announcing. He's not talking.
But he's much better than Charlie Steiner.
Well,
nothing
in
two.
If you want to get into comparative,
yeah,
I'd
much rather have Joe Buck than Charlie Steiner. But I will give you a little bit that sometimes Joe's kind of, he's got a good voice and a good style, but he has a little sense of humor. But he didn't use it in the game yesterday.
I don't know why he's. Why does he stare at the camera when his on air guy Smoltz? They're both on in a two shot.
Instead of looking at Smoltz
and interacting with him, he's staring straight ahead at the camera. You know, his eye knitted.
Well, now here's
Bob Wagner disease. I always say.
All right, hold on a second. Now this is. I heard a couple of things. I want to question you on here because you're a sports legend, but you also had this great acting. Still have this acting career, so you notice those things that we wouldn't. And that's a question I've always wanted to ask. When you're in a broadcast booth situation, and you and I are doing the game, and you're answering my question, I should be looking at you, not looking at the camera. Correct? What is the rule of thumb for that?
Well, it's
you can look back and forth, can't you?
There are rules, but they're to be broken by the gift of the talent that is announcing.
I'll buy that.
You know, so
but you see, it's an obvious stare that he's going. He doesn't even look at Smoltzy when Smoltzy's talking. Correct?
Well, sometimes, but I mean, there is such a disconnect between the play-by-play guy and the color commentator. If you get a shot up at the booth, you know they're both relaxed and they're talking, and Smoltz is talking to Joe Buck, and he's also talking to us, so he's sharing that. But Buck, it appears to me, it's my opinion, it appears to me that he is trying to maintain some sort of pecking order within the broadcast that is not necessary. He's the play-by-play guy.
He's the play-by-play guy.
And Smoltz isn't wrestling for it. He doesn't want it. He wants to talk about what he knows about.
So you want a little more humanitarian-type feel between
these guys. I just don't want him
to
announce everything.
Okay, I got you.
He's announcing everything.
The last thing I'd ask you about, you said he had the Bob Wagner style. What did that mean? You were
close
Robert
up.
Robert Wagner,
the 40-millimeter close up of Bob Wagner.
He's always got that.
When
good
he's
look.
Given his line, his close up in the 3-page scene,
lots of
and
look.
He's got his brow knitted.
You got to have TV for this show, everybody.
Well, we do.
You
gotta,
I know. You got to go to YouTube. You got to watch Fred Dreyer. Give us the Bob Wagner look one more time. That's it.
It's the knitted brow. It's the knitted.
The knitted brow. You kind of look
one
right
down,
in.
One up. And I always say this to make fun.
Yes, I
love Bob, but I'm not criticizing.
I hear you
from that standpoint.
You're
just
commenting
using it as
on
a
Buck,
reference,
you're
as
commenting
a reference
on Wagner
because he is omnipresent. Bob Wagner in the world universe of media and movies and
TV. Of course,
TV
he is.
And,
he's a legendary
so
actor.
He's a legend. Okay, so but this
he does
All-Star
have that
game.
Stare. He's got that stare that kind of gets in there and kind of catches your attention with that stare.
Yeah. He has the look of roses being looked at.
Oh, now that's a line there. He has the look of roses
being looked at,
actually enjoying the look of the roses.
See?
Yes.
You get it?
Okay, so it's actually a compliment. So you're talking, you didn't necessarily, the announcing wasn't necessarily.
But what I'm saying is you don't really want to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but there are rules and regulations, and there's things you do, there's things that are better that you do if you don't do certain things, and
yes.
and Joe Buck, you know, Jack Buck, his father.
Yeah, the father was great.
Was a St. Louis Cardinal football, St. Louis Cardinal baseball guy, and a national broadcaster, and he was great, but Joe Buck. as I said to you before, there's examples of his boredom.
Well, I think I'm not, you know, I like Joe Buck, but I'm not totally defending him or whatever, but there is.
But why do you like him?
But here's the thing. I think, in, you know, to give a little support to him, he's working for the baseball, and he's got to make something big out of a game that they've destroyed politically, as you're saying. He's got to make it seem bigger than it is, talking about the, and it is probably the best All-Star game. They said that last night. This is the best All-Star of any team sport. I agree with that. It probably is.
Baseball is the best All-Star.
The All-Star game, because it has meaning to it.
Yeah, pro football.
Which I can't stand the meaning. Yes, they
did. Should stop that. Yeah, pull the plug on
Pro
that.
Bowl comes out at the end of the season like nobody even cares.
No, you can't. You can't even come close
right?
to being in a Pro Bowl.
Hockey game is number two. The hockey All-Star game probably is number two to baseball.
No, they're not skating out there. And baseball, you know, they're pitching and they're hitting and they're going to groove one for you, and everything relies on it. It's a big deal to lose that game.
So, anyway, there you have it. That's our look at the All-Star game on the Sports Show. CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, early morning radio, and I guess it is radio, although it's radio on TV because this is CRN Digital Talk. You can find out what's going on in the world. We talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. We have an interesting way of looking at the news and having a little fun with the issues. So if you want to have some fun, learn a few things, and get up on the right side of the world, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, weekday mornings, 2 to 7 a.m. on CRN Digital Talk.
Welcome back to the Sports Show, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the acting legend, the football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. We have a great fan base, as we've talked about before, and I just feel compelled. We're only on once a week,
Saturday,
four
Sunday,
times
the,
a month.
The weekends,
but we're on the weekends and stuff and all that stuff. But yeah. We don't really get enough air time.
You want to be a Monday through Friday show, don't you?
To be interacting with people like I think we should. And but the fan mail is just
pouring in here.
I just want to read a couple of names.
Tell everybody the email address is Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D. There's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer, at CRN, like Charlie, Robert, Nancy, CRNTalk.com. And Fred reads them on the air. You can follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, and Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. What you got there?
Well, we have a compilation of fan emails. I just wanted to read off some of the people who have taken the time. Rick Perry, Debbie Crawley, Marty Boren, I believe that's B-O-E-R-E-N.
What do they say?
Ashley Marie.
Do they have questions or anything for you we can answer?
Ashley Marie says, I have been one of your biggest fans since I was a little girl. And now that I'm 40, I'm still one of your biggest fans. I still have every episode of Hunter that I recorded. I'm glad to see you're doing well.
Do you have a favorite episode of Hunter? Is there one that's...
I've got two of them.
What are they?
I've got a top five. Did 160 of them.
So you did 160 Hunters.
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
And then I did about five of them, I think, that are...
Okay, what were they? Remember? Did one come pop into mind?
I can't remember the names of them, but there were some that were...
Will you research it and bring it to the show?
Yeah, I have.
I want to know what your favorite episodes are so we can look them up and watch them.
Yeah, but there's a couple that are really, really good ones. I mean, some ones that were exceptional.
Okay. And what made them exceptional? Just the writing?
The story.
The story, yeah.
The story, the director, matching the director up with the piece. And
it gets down to the writing, doesn't it?
The editing. Well, it is, yeah. It's that and the casting, the people that we cast for these things. Every week you got to go out and you shake the can to see who you can get to be on your show.
You had legendary Stephen Cannell production there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Steve was...
one of the greatest...
Yeah.
He is missed, I'll tell you that.
He was a beauty. Gail Morgan.
What does she say?
Gail S. Morgan. It is Wednesday, and I so need my dose of Fred Dreyer. Looking forward to 4 p.m. PST. Pacific Standard Time.
Gail likes to, and we do a shout out to Gail. Gail's great. That's love great. Her. Big but, fan of the show.
And we have people who have called in, who have literally written in. I love you, Fred Dreyer, and Mike Horn.
Oh.
Very best wishes to you. God bless you both.
Who's that from, Tomas?
This is from Claudia Lucia Martinez Granados.
Thank you, Claudia, very much. It's much better than hearing it from our line producer, Tomas.
But anyway, there's just an awful lot of them. Sean Nelson, you're the best. Ashley Marie.
He's talking to you on this one, right, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And happy birthday, Fred Dreyer.
Boy, did we have a birthday celebration with you. We should talk about that.
It's still going on, by the way.
We had a birthday celebration. First off, I take Fred to lunch for his birthday, right? We take him to lunch. And then I got to go to the airport on an airport pickup to pick up the lovely Cynthia. And the traffic is bad. And so I said, it's Fred Dreyer's birthday. And she said, he can't be alone. We should go ahead and call him. I said, it's relaxed. I took him out for lunch. So we call up Fred, and he goes, I'll take a rain check. And then all of a sudden, he said, where are you? And I mentioned we were in Santa Monica, and immediately a very expensive restaurant popped up into your head.
No, it isn't.
And you said, let's go to this place. And next thing I know, what a great evening we had.
No, here's what happened.
What happened?
Let me please, straighten you out please, once again.
Please. We're in the huddle with Fred Dreyer. Straighten it out.
I just get home. It's around 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right?
From having a great lunch with me.
Well, you're one of the stops I made along the day.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I got more to my story. Keep
going. So anyway, we had a nice lunch with Courtney Cadera because it was her birthday on the 7th, which was the following.
And Courtney was very nice to have at lunch. Very polite,
she tolerated
wonderful
you.
Wonderful person.
She tolerated
she
you.
She does. She is the one person here, even better than my daughter, who I think tolerates me very well.
Yeah, Minnie
my
tolerated.
My daughter is my daughter. She's got that father-daughter thing. But Courtney, she's able to handle
it.
She just kind of goes like,
You're being tremendously tolerated.
That's thing. You tolerate me. So.
So I'm home.
Yes.
And where I live, if you go south or north on the freeway
at traffic time,
you're there for about 3 days. When you said we're now in Santa Monica,
you said, wait a minute.
And I said, well, wait just a second. That's where are west. You in Santa Monica? If you go east and if you go west at 4 o'clock, you know, yes. in Beverly Hills,
you're OK.
You're OK because you're going against and away from the traffic. I got down to what was it? The Stonehill? Where the heck that place was?
Yeah, what it was called. It was Hillstone. Hillstone. That has become Hillstone.
It's Hillstone. Yeah. So I said, I know exactly where that is. It's on 2nd and Wilshire, catty corner from the Miramar Hotel, which is where my daughter was married.
At that restaurant?
That's correct. At the hotel across.
Oh, at Fairmont.
It's a very famous. That's where Howard Hughes had his bungalows. And yes. He kept all.
We also went to the Fairmont his, after dinner for a very expensive cocktail.
All of his guys he kept in there. So here's the deal. We get there, and it's a wonderful evening.
It was great.
We had artichokes, and
the artichokes were great there.
Yeah, I made no artichoke jokes.
Nope.
No, I just got right into it.
The artichokes were great. The salmon was fabulous. Look, you got Paul Stern, Mr. Dining Companion, is there listening to this. Now he's going to go to the restaurant. He can't believe that I took you to Hillstone's. Yeah, Paul is one of the great diners.
Yeah, once Paul gets home, he can't come out because the street in front of him is too crowded.
We were going to call him, but he was
isn't that right?
He was trapped.
Neighbor Paul?
Trapped. There was some kind of altercation going on.
Well, anyway, I went down past Paul's house and on the way.
Did you wave at Paul?
On the way to Wilshire Boulevard to go west to meet with you and the lovely Cynthia.
Yeah.
And as I went by Paul's house, I began laughing because I noticed.
Was he out in his bathroom?
He wasn't home yet. You were still in traffic. Okay, so anyway, we had a great time at Hillstone.
And then you suggested let's go for a cocktail.
So I said, let's go across and really get drunk and tie it on.
By this time,
so
I was
we went across the street, and you were about ready to go.
It was quite.
You were really about real. I figured the only way to do Mike is either get a quilt for him, tuck him in the back seat, while Cynthia and I celebrated what was left of my birthday, or you should get hammered.
And they loved you. They brought you desserts at that Fairmont.
They did.
They had three different desserts. It said Happy Birthday Fred on there.
That's correct.
I took pictures of it, stuck it. It was
quite
a great celebration.
You know, I'm Mr. California. I'm Mr. Los Angeles. And I get around and everybody kind of...
Well,
everybody knows me. They know me.
We love you. Your daughter's away, and we feel like we want to celebrate with you. So I go and see. You were wonderful. I go see our friend Dr. Michael Sheps, who does all the great sports medicine with the hot laser and stuff. And I went there on Saturday. I said, "Oh yeah," I said, "I saw Fred. I took him for his birthday." He goes, "Yeah." He says, "I called him. I want to take him out for his birthday, but apparently other people are taking him out. There's a line." And I went, "Wait a second. Maybe Fred has some kind of a plan here." So you've been getting people to take you out for your...
I prorate the dinners over about a month.
So you go in there and say, "Yeah, it's my birthday today." Let me take you out to your dinner.
You know something? There's only 24 hours in the day. Actually, 12, actually.
Yeah.
If you're awake.
Great.
So
you're still celebrating.
But I'll let you take me out next week. So I line it up. I get my book
you
out.
You actually told me tonight you wanted to go again for a birthday.
Of course.
Dinner.
I wanted to take you out.
Go out to a birthday again.
Yeah, I want to take you out and
it was a fabulous birthday. To spend your birthday was great fun.
No,
it was
great.
A big day. It was good. You're the legend.
People are
loving you. And the Rams are starting to play football. And I'm glad to see that you have a history again, because when the Rams left, it's like, hey, he's with the Rams. What, the L.A. Rams? No, they're St. Louis. Now
I just got this thing sent to me.
Ram Fest. What is that? July is coming up.
Someone sent it to me. It's a Rams Boosters Club, and there's many of them. I don't know if there's an official Rams. I don't know if the team or the organization has formally established and crowned and acknowledged, yes, this is the official Rams team, and everything that this this Boosters Club organization does is signed off by us. I don't believe they have one of those yet. I don't know if they're going to have one. So it's kind of like a slugfest for people to claim we're the Booster Club.
Right.
You know. So anyway, so you get a lot. I get a lot of these things over the years. You know, I used to get them from a group in Orange County that would say, "Come on down and on this Sunday, because the Rams are playing the 49ers in St. Louis." And I said, "Wait a minute! What am I going down there? What am I going to Orange County for? To watch the Rams in St. Louis play?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, I don't get it.
When they were in St. Louis, did they contact you ever for Rams Day? No, they could care less, right?
No.
See, they're it's a whole different thing.
That organization's not contacting me.
Yeah.
Not when Georgia ran it.
Exactly.
I don't want to get into it. Don't ask me.
Oh, this is a question.
Yeah. Anyway, really? It's a long story. But the point was, is that they had one July 9th here. They had a Rams get together
called Ram.
They called it a Ram Fest, and there's a lot of people here. You can see that it's kind of hard to see here in this small photograph.
Yeah, especially after you've had a shot in your eye.
Yeah, but there's a lot of great fans in LA who never quit being supportive of the Rams, no matter if they were in St. Louis or not. So. But I get stuff like this all the time. I never went. It was in Chino.
Wow. That's almost as far as St. Louis. That's going east.
Yeah, that is going east.
Traffic time.
But so anyway.
So happy birthday to you, by the way.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
It's a big day for you. Last Wednesday was the official birthday, and it's.
I got a happy birthday from my grandkids,
Oh, yes, that's the
puppy,
best.
Puppy. Yeah. Yeah, and kids are saying,
They sing to you?
No, they're saying, happy birthday, you're 70. Happy birthday,
but
you're
70. But they call you, the great Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties, Poppy?
Sometimes, but I have them call me Fred Dreyer.
Okay.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back to the Sports Show, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA and Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary, the one and only, acting legend, sports football legend. He was a baseball player in college, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. You know, I go through this these notes that we have here, that lovely Courtney Cadera,
our executive producer, puts us
with, and she does a great job scouring the surface of the globe looking for sports stuff. And then there's also stuff that is not sports related stuff, but is has to do with sports people.
Yeah.
And one of the stories is, and I don't mean to laugh, but I'm laughing because it's the same old story that Lamar Odom is continuing to have problems.
He was taken off a Delta flight on Monday after getting wasted in the airport lounge and then vomiting on the plane. What is wrong with this guy? He was in the coma. He almost died. And TMZ learns this, that he was in the Delta lounge at LAX. He boarded the red eye for New York City, and he was pounding down beers and whiskey. What's with this guy, Fred Dreyer?
He's troubled terribly, and he's flawed like many people are, but he's not able to handle it. Clearly, and it's the fear of everybody is that he's just going to wind up dead.
He goes to his seat 4B, according to TMZ. He sits down. The plane's about to pull back.
That's a good seat, by the way. I've been in 4B.
Is that one of your favorites?
It's a great seat. You're up to the front in case you need to get out.
Well, he did. They were about to pull back, and he bolted for the front, threw up in the galley, and then walked to the bathroom with the door open. He threw up again, comes out of the bathroom. He had junk all over his clothes, and the passengers told the flight attendants they had him gently escorted Lamar off the plane. A cleaning crew has to come in. Oh, what a waste. This is a waste. Now, I haven't heard of people getting air sick before on the plane and things like that, but I mean, come on.
But he had sweat on he had vomit on his sweatpants, and then took the seat, and went back to his seat again. Is he sitting next to anybody?
Yeah, 4B. You know, there's
4B. There's an 4A. A and there's a C.
Yeah.
So
they put the attendants take his belongings in a plastic bag, remove him from the plane, and then about 10 minutes later, he reappears. And he walks down the aisle with, as you mentioned, stuff all over his sweatpants, took his seat again, and then Lamar gets up, goes back to the bathroom using the heads of people on their seats to steady his balance. And one of the passengers told the attendant, "Don't you know this history? I don't want a dead body at 30,000
feet." Well,
there
it is. There it is. This situation is now sifted down to where it is common, and it is common sense that this guy, you can't be around. If you see him coming, you got to leave, because I don't want the guy dropping dead. There's a friend of mine, you know, I was walking in Beverly Hills many, many years ago with him. And George was a big fat guy at the time. He's fine now.
But his name was George?
I'll just call him George.
Just call him George.
But so George was talking to me, and I was looking around. I said, "George, you know, you're gaining weight as we speak here. He said, no. He says, "You look, my luck, I'll have a massive stroke, and I'll be dead by the time I hit the sidewalk."
He said that to you?
Yes, we said. And then, you know, tongue in cheek.
Right.
And then I said, "Or maybe not. Maybe you'll have a massive stroke, hit the deck, and you'll be in a wheelchair pushed around by a loved one for the next 45 years.
And so what happened?
And he looked at me, and he said, "Yeah, I never thought of it that way."
And so what happened?
And I said, "I mean, you've got a
responsibility.
You've got to stop eating."
Yeah,
you know, and it's the same with this. You know, somebody has to lasso this guy. Certainly, it's not the Kardashians. I think that's one of the reasons
that's
it set him off.
One of the reasons
that set him off.
Yes.
You know, my favorite episodes is were in the earlier days when Lamar was walking around in the background. You know, they had that pool scene where they're talking about, you know, should we go to France or not, and for the weekend. And in the back, Lamar Odom just is kind of like walking through the garden.
He vomiting?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't know if he was drunk or not, but I mean, then he sits in the back when before Bruce became a chick. You know, he was
sex change operation.
No, he didn't have an operation.
Okay. Oh, he didn't?
No.
Okay.
He's still Bruce.
Okay.
So Lamar is sitting in the background on a couch, you know, eating ice cream while the scene is going on. You know,
I never knew this.
Nobody asked him a question.
You watched the Kardashians.
Nobody
I've never
asked
seen an
him a question on the show.
Okay.
He couldn't interact with his wife and his family. And he was just kind of walking around, stammering around. And now he's doing the same routine in airport lounges. He's doing an airport lounge routine.
Did you watch the Kardashians on your new TV? This must have been on the old TV that was not quite focused.
You know something? Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Here's the truth about
that. Maybe
you
didn't know you were watching the Kardashians.
I don't run home to watch it because I know that it's on six channels.
And
if I watch the news or I skim it late at night, there they are. There's the whole family. There's the mother trying to be 22 again and dressed like her daughters and trying to outdo her daughters. It's sick.
Okay.
And then you've got a phone call from Bruce, and he's down at the beach, you know, trying to decide if he's Arthur or Martha.
And poor Robert Kardashian, he's just he checked out after that OJ trial shortly thereafter.
Yeah, he couldn't take it.
He couldn't take it anymore. Hey, you know who's been knocking on our door here? Apparently, neighbor Paul wants to come in and chat with you.
Where is neighbor Paul?
He lives very near Fred. It's Fred's neighbor.
Yeah, we know where Paul's he lives, but where is he right now?
Well, he's coming in the door. He wanted to bring some show and tell in to tell you a little bit about something that he's
neighbor
got.
Paul, come
yeah,
on in.
Come on, neighbor. Sit down here a little bit. And ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to neighbor Paul.
You got the laptop here Bud. What's up?
What do you have?
Hey, Fred. Hey, Mike.
Pull that mic a little closer.
Glad to be with you guys. I was surfing the internet, and I came across a website called WonderfulWorldOfHunter.net.
Oh, my goodness. What a discovery.
And I clicked on one of the hotkeys, and I came across the page that has the notable hunter guest stars.
Oh.
And there is an array of people past and present that...
Seven years of guests.
Did you have a favorite guest star that you worked with?
I don't know. Who we have?
You got a lot of great ones, like Bo Svenson.
Bo Svenson.
Yeah,
he's
from The Walking Tall. Remember The Walking Tall? He did The Buford Pusser.
He was the first year.
The first year? That was probably...
Never called
1984.
Okay, who else?
Dennis Farina.
Oh, that's
Dennis was good.
Dennis is good.
He was. You talked about one of our favorite shows, The Snow Queen, which was a two-parter, had Dennis Farina and Dennis France in it.
Oh, really?
Dennis France.
This was the possibility of something in the future.
Well, here's what it was. The network notified Steve Candle, we're closing the show down. It's because it was on Friday night.
Right.
And he said, we're writing a two-parter that's going to really be great. We're going to put a lot of people in it. And we want you to see it before you cancel the show. So they ran this show and they promoted it, and it got great numbers. So they had a meeting on the weekend, Steve and Brandon Tartikoff, and Steve said, please move us to Saturday night at 10 o'clock. Get us out of the 10 o'clock Friday opposite Dallas.
Right.
It was a juggernaut.
Right.
Let us go on Saturday night at 10 o'clock, right before the news.
And the rest is history.
As a lead-in for the news,
and there you go.
And that was it.
A lot of great guest stars.
Who else?
Efren Zimbalist Jr.
Oh yeah,
Ephraim.
My dad used to call him Zimfrem because he forgot his name.
This one that kind of catches me a little bit by surprise, but not exactly a big surprise. Of the former police chief of Los Angeles, Daryl Gates.
Come on, you had Daryl Gates on there?
Yes, we're good pals.
How was he as an actor? Because
he was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
Did he play himself?
Yeah, we had him. It was a cemetery scene where he's burying a police officer, and so he comes over to me and says, "Hunter, you know, man to man, I want you to get this guy, and I mean get him. You understand me? Yes, Chief." So that was the scene.
So you were working for that chief, basically.
Yeah.
That was the unwritten rule. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's a great one there.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, great recall of that and great acting here.
Thanks
right
so
now,
much.
Dude. You're welcome. Who else?
But here's one, no pun intended, but this guy actually recently was, I guess, kind of enlisted or recruited for, I guess, member of the department, Eric Estrada.
Oh. Eric, yes.
Cousin Wally did his divorce and called him Mr. Eric Estrada. And Eric never corrected him because he was a judge. Cousin Wally was the marital court's judge.
I mean, I cannot get over this list of stars.
Eric Estrada was good. That was probably prior to Chips,
we
right?
We have more stars on our show than there are in the heavens.
How about this one? Ed O'Neill from Married with Children?
Ed was good. I hung Ed by his ankles out
over
of
a
hotel in Santa Monica.
That was the scene?
That was the scene. And he says, please let me go. I said, I'm going to let you go, but you got to tell me what I want to know.
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to get on your bad side. I don't want to be hung by my... You'll let go of me. I'm too big.
Oh, man.
I can't hold you anymore.
We were way ahead. That's why people used to write in. That's what we should do to bad guys. Hang them out of the window.
Yes, and you did it.
Yeah.
Talk about bad guys. I bet this one was a bad guy. Isaac Hayes. What did he do on Hunter?
Yeah.
Isaac, yeah. He was a nightclub owner I believe, in one of the episodes, and a murder took place, and we had to, he had to help us.
Had to help you find the murder?
Yeah, well, he had to give us information and stuff, so he was on the show.
And you kind of shook him down for the story.
Yeah, I kept telling him, I said, look, get the sequined sleeveless tank top.
You told him that?
Yeah.
And then he did Shaft shortly thereafter, probably, right?
Yeah, he said, man, 100 things, a good gig, man.
That was good. Good.
Now, I got to ask you about this. This is the one that maybe our audience
probably... I haven't heard any women on there.
I was going to say, no.
There's a lot of women.
I got one for you. Okay. No doubt about this one. Jane Russell.
Jane was good.
Jane Russell?
We did a show out there at Tony Caruso, who was a mobster, owned a house out in Malibu, right on the cliffs.
Yes.
And Jane was one of the... One of his associates, and
is that what we call him?
Well, she was one of his associates.
Yes, okay.
And she's an elderly woman now. She's not playing a teenager,
right?
But the story was about when she was a teenager, certain things happened. Anyway, but she was great. We had a lot of good fun out there.
Who else? Give me some more women. Give me a couple of women. Come on.
How about this one? Boy, she just made the news. I hate to kind of say this, but not necessarily a positive way. The artist Chaka Khan.
Oh, Chaka Khan. Yeah. Chaka Khan.
Did she pass?
No,
she went into rehab because apparently
she was hooked on the same stuff that Prince was on. She admitted it, and she's getting help now.
Good for her.
She had pain, using those as painkiller deals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who else? Come on, give us another.
Oh, boy. Another one, for instance, Garrity Sinise.
Oh, Gary Sinise was good.
Probably one of his early roles.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he came on as a killer who was killing Irish women.
Oh, my God. How about this one? Jesse Ventura, The Body.
The Body. Jesse.
That must have been a cut-up.
No, John Matuszak and Jesse.
John Matuszak, yes.
John Matuszak. I saw John last night on one of these sci-fi movies he did a long time ago.
Yeah, what did he do?
It was so wonderfully bad.
That was great.
Oh, it was so great.
Now, do they list the episodes in there, like top episodes?
I'm going to have to kind of research this thing a little bit more. There's a lot to get on.
You can do it, neighbor Paul.
How about this one, though? Here's one for Melvin Belli, the attorney.
Yeah, Melvin Belli.
So you had a lot of stars and real-life people starring on the show then.
Yeah, I told Melvin, I said, look, Melvin, I'm a celebrity, so if I ever get in trouble, can I count on you? So, absolutely. There's no question. He just went off.
Absolutely.
I got a personal reason, the big fan of the Brady Bunch, but you worked with actor Robert Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Reed, who was in the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Was he Robert a killer Reed. Or was he a good guy?
No, he was. I think he went to jail. I think that's what he did.
But I'm talking about in the episode.
Didn't he play?
I think he went to jail.
Wasn't he in the TV series The Defenders back in the 1960s? I think
Marshall and me, Robert Reed.
I don't know.
That was Robert Reed in the Defenders. I mean,
we're going way back. Yeah. This was probably was one of his more kind of later roles.
Who were some of the girls? Lydia Cornell.
Yeah, come on,
Lydia Cornell.
Come on, give me some more girls.
Yeah, Lydia Cornell. The beautiful Lydia Cornell.
Who else?
Okay, well, you're making me act quickly.
Well, come on, neighbor Paul. We only have so much time on a radio show.
Neighbor, this is really
Sammy Davis.
Sammy was good.
That's not a girl.
He was a boxer.
Give us a girl. We want women here on the show. This is a sports show. We want to know the starring women on the show.
We just mentioned boxing, so formally that falls into the category.
I'm sorry, Neighbor Paul. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Neighbor Paul, get out.
So I will continue without Neighbor Paul.
Claude Akins.
Claude was good.
That's not a
woman. He can cook,
get
too.
Get out of here, Neighbor Paul.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Welcome back, officially, the staff announcer, Michael Horsley. Welcome back to the
We're looking at the photographs of many of the actors and actresses.
Neighbor Paul hasn't pulled up yet.
And one of them is George Clooney.
You didn't mention George Clooney?
I couldn't believe it, but I didn't even recognize him. It was so many years ago, before.
He's like 15.
Now, tell us about this. Apparently, your co-star, Stephanie, had the scenes with George, right?
In the episode, she goes undercover, literally.
Wow.
With George, who's a...
Every woman in the world is a playboy
up in Malibu, and it's a huge party. See, the great thing about these shows
is Stephanie got a good role in
once you get a good... Once you get a script that has parties in it,
yes,
then the extra call is for a lot of women... For a couple of days in Malibu poolside.
Oh, boy.
So Hunter, while Stephanie is dealing with George Clooney,
yes,
Hunter is going undercover with the girls at the poolside.
I don't know if you can show that on the camera there a little bit, neighbor Paul. There's a picture of a very young George Clooney. Get it up there a little bit, a little more. Move it in there. There you go, a little higher.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a great shot of a very young George Clooney.
That's as I remember him.
Yeah.
So anyway, the point is that, you know, she had all of her scenes. I'd never had any scenes with him. I think I shot him, but, I mean, I shot him and he went in the pool. Anytime you have a pool scene, you know somebody's going to fall
in. You shot George Clooney?
I think we shot him. Yeah.
Wow. And he went into the pool.
I think I told him. I loved your aunt, you know, Rosemary.
Rosemary Clooney.
She was great. I loved her. My mother loved her.
We're going to put this. I love singing. Can we put this up on your page?
Let's put this thing on. Who is that?
That's Lydia Cornell. Just absolutely marvelous.
That's our show. If you want to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
I'm right off to the right hand side.
Fred Dreyer.
She's looking directly
crntalk.com.
All of them. She's looking at all of them.
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
She's looking at all of them.
Fred is reminiscing on some great scenes. We're out of time. Final words from Fred Dreyer.
Well, the final words are, I mean, I'm
looking at you?
I'm available poolside.